Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberger of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London, and we've been speaking of the U.S. economy and the challenge of the tariffs and an idea that might even be less wise than the tariffs, to put it positively. But now we come to something that I understand intrinsically from the headline. It's that the British economy is deeply, deeply, deeply damaged. UK economy to slow as tariffs take toll, IMF predicts. This is a headline in the London Times. U.S. growth also forecast to be impacted as the Chancellor heads to Washington to seek an exemption from President Trump's trade war. The economy of the Great Britain has been brittle for some time. I do not believe it spent two consecutive years underwater. It might have. I've lost count of that. But the tariffs, have they dealt a blow that was not expected? This headline suggests desperation.
Yeah, this is a real problem for the UK, and also, frankly, for much of the rest of Europe as well, because we're talking here in Britain about an economy that never fully recovered from the 2008 financial crisis. So, I mean, certainly after that event, they managed to achieve quite a few years where the economy was growing at a relatively healthy clip. But, you know, in retrospect, there was never quite a sense that things had gotten back to the way they had been before that event. And then you had all of the economic disruption that surrounded Brexit and the uncertainty resulting from that. And then you had the pandemic. And you know, then things have really never recovered from the pandemic, and we had the cost of living or inflation crisis. And now you're being hit by the tariffs from the U.S. on British exports at the same time that the British economy is digesting a series of domestic tax increases here in Britain that are taking the tax burden to the highest it's been since the aftermath of World War II. And I can tell you, basically, what you hear is a lot of gloom and also, frankly, a lot of disbelief that the U.S. could do something like this to itself and also to its friends and allies like Britain. And there had been a period where Prime Minister Keir Starmer seemed to hope that he could negotiate Britain out from under the Trump tariffs. And now they seem to be giving up on that, too.
The tariffs in particular, Trump has imposed tariffs of 10% on all U.K. exports to the U.S., 25% on steel, aluminum and cars. Significant impact on economic growth. So that wasn't in their budget when they did the spring budget or the second budget of the year? None of this was in there.
Right. And, you know, bearing in mind that a bunch of things that the UK exports to the US are sort of goods where the U.S. consumer may or may not care about the 10% tariff. So something like a really fine Scotch whiskey, people who love single malt scotch will perhaps be happy to pay an extra 10% for that import in the U.S. It's a product you can't buy from anywhere else in the world. But I think that, you know, one of the things that Britain should be worried about is not just the direct impact of the tariffs on British exports, but what we're seeing in markets in the U.S. right now, and anecdotally, is growing concern that this is going to have a big hit on the U.S. economy itself. And so one of the dangers to Britain beyond the tariff rates directly is if American consumers and businesses start feeling more uncertain about the future and tightening their belt, it won't matter if that Scotch-loving consumer was prepared to pay an extra $10 on that $100 bottle of single malt, because he or she might not be buying the bottle at all, just because of the broader uncertainty about growth in the U.S. And so I think that has to be a second-order concern that's also going to become pretty serious in Britain and across Europe.
And 30 seconds, Joe. Does Rachel Reeves now redo the budget after her visit to Washington?
Well, I think it's going to be an enormous dilemma because governments here in London and across Europe have to figure out what are we going to do to stimulate economic growth if we aren't getting the boost from the U.S. And it's a challenge because up to now, they haven't had many good ideas.
Joseph Sternberg, he's in London. This is for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He writes political economics.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.